Да? In last lecture, we studied about Mahakasapa. Mahakasapa, who became the second patriarch, and who was always presiding the Buddha's Sangha. And I think you must have many questions about him. And anyway, that is what we are studying, is not Zen, so-called it, Zen Buddhism itself. It is now we are discussing more original way of Buddhism. Before, even before various schools of Buddhism arise. So there is a big difference. This point should be remembered. Now I'm not telling you about Zen Buddhism. But still, Zen Buddhism is also Buddhism. This is Zen Buddhism is not something completely different from Zohar's teaching. So there is some important connection. Or you may say the things we are studying is the background of Zen Buddhism. So from this viewpoint, I want you to ask questions. If necessary, the relationship between Zen and teaching of Zen and more original Buddhism.
Didn't
you say one time that Mahakasapa was considered the first patriarch? Yes. Second patriarch. No, it is not so. But most Tendai and Zen Buddhism are nearly the same lineage. So it means that almost all the Buddhism, all the school take Mahakasapa as the second patriarch. Almost all. There may be some exception, but I don't know any exception. Yes, second in Zen Buddhism and second in Tendai school. So most school takes him as a second patriarch. Hey.
You said that Mahakasapa did not have such a good understanding of infants as some of the other disciples.
now, I think. Means that each of the 10 important disciples has their characteristic. Spooty is famous for his understanding of emptiness, and Shariputra is famous for his wisdom. Maybe nearly the same thing. Understanding of emptiness is understanding of wisdom. But Shariputra is more, he was more philosophical, and his understanding is wider. And you will say he was a smart fellow. he was very sharp and clever, and he has also deep understanding of a kind of maybe. So various scripture is attributed to him without not much evidence. So right after Buddha passed away, their group divided into, and pretty soon after that, they divided in five. Before Mahayana Buddhism arrived, and the more philosophical teaching of Buddha, or a teaching which is described in more philosophical way. Why I say so is because we don't know those, even that kind of old scripture. Told by Buddha or not, we don't know. Maybe no one knows. But it is the language which was in which those scripture was told is not so old, you know. It should be 200 or 300 after, maybe not 300, maybe 200 after Buddha passed away. So we think that it's those scripture was not told by Buddha literally. But those scriptures, like Abhidhamma group, ascribed to Shariputra. He is, you know, that kind of person. I don't know how to compare Shariputra to Spooty. Spooty is more like Zen master type. Zen teacher. Sariputra is more not scholarly, but more brilliant teacher. And who helped Buddha in various ways.
Did the Buddha become a patriarch?
No, I don't think so.
According to one tradition, the Buddha didn't appoint an heir or successor, for after he died, he didn't say who should follow him.
No, yeah.
And then according to another tradition, it's Mahakasapya.
Mm-hmm.
How did Mahakasapya become?
This is also we have no historical evidence, but Zen school, because we put emphasis on transmission out of written scriptures, we do not transmit, we do not put emphasis on scriptures. So Zen is called school outside of the sutra teaching. Kyoge Betsuden. Special teaching, special transmission. Beside or outside of the sutra. So I think this is something. This is created story for Zen school. I shouldn't say so much. So, do you know the story about when all his disciples and followers? sat down, Buddha appeared with him one flower. And no one, could know what does it mean, that flower means. Only Mahakasapa smiled. And Buddha said, all my teaching is yours. You are my second. He said, this is a very famous story, and this is, I think, dramatic, way of expressing how we transmit our teaching to our disciples, not by words, but by a kind of intuition or not verbal, but more closer relationship. What do you call this kind of relationship? I forgot the word. When you could know not by words, but not even more than feelings.
Empathy.
Yes,
thank you.
Non-verbal?
Non-verbal. That is, anyway, but, just for comparake, just for he showed the beautiful, golden flower, not artificial. disciples didn't understand what it was. But only Mahakasapa smiled peacefully. And Buddha said, "You are the one who could understand this." In that way, Mahakasapa, Buddha transmitted all his teachings to Mahakasapa. So that is why we do not depend on any special scriptures. But if you understand his way to practice, self Buddha practice, and always practiced with Buddha and with disciples as a head of the group, you may understand you may have a picture of him, what kind of person he was. Not by word, not by intelligence, but by practice, but by his everyday life. He could be a good example of the, all the students, and in short, he was like a Shuso. he was maybe a good Shuso, whole life Shuso of Buddha and the disciples. So of course he understood what is emptiness and what is them and what is teaching and what Sariputra may say. But he was very strict with himself. His practice for himself was very strict. Some other questions?
Marshi, the lecture before this, yesterday, the rules that Mahakasapa laid down for a disciple of prudence for their time, only to eat two meals a day and to wear a robe made out of old rags sewn together, and others, and to practice in a quiet place like the forest. You said that we try to still keep the spirit of the stars alive, and it's difficult for me to see how we do that when so much of what we do is exactly the opposite.
But you may feel the spirit out why they did it, and even though we are doing things quite different way, you can do it with the same spirit, with same spirit. Even though you use brand new material, you can do it with the same spirit. That is, it does not mean we should always use something which people
So, I mean, even though, you know, we have plenty of food, you can do that. For instance, if you are head of the kitchen, like A, then you can use all the food without wasting, how to make best use of it is your speed. When I came to San Francisco, for 2 years, I lived. My wife was not with me, so I went. Then I buy something. I choose ghost instead of best one. Same money. I choose vegetables, which people may not want it. And you know, the next to Sokoji, there's grocery store. And the mistress was very much interested in my way of buying it. I always felt sorry for, you know, rotten apples and potatoes. I thought eventually they may throw it away without changing for the money. So I give them money and I buy it. And I also felt very good how this was made feel when I buy it. If I buy this one, then the I saw crying face on each. If I buy, you know, Boston, all of them may be happy. That kind of, you know, consideration is necessary. The same speed, with the same speed you can do things. Like now, after Buddha passed, after 1,000 years, after Buddha passed away. I think I'm not Mahakasapa, Kashyapa, but that kind of spirit is necessary. This is especially transmitted spirit from my master and from my father too. My father was a teacher, a master of my master. So I became a disciple of my father's disciple. So their way is very similar. My father, my master used to tell me something about my father did when he was young. After Takuhatsu, or when he come back to his temple, there were river, not deep river.
If vegetables, you know, come down from upper river, my father would take off his geta and pick up vegetables by himself. Sometimes he told my master, who was my father, he said, told him to pick the vegetables. Whenever they saw it, he saw it. So my master said, whenever I see vegetables before my father tell him to pick up, he would take it back to their temple. So my master told me not to waste anything. And if you eat something with glue, you should take the worst one, worst thing. If there's three apples, you should take worst one. So I was praying in that way. So still, I feel very sorry if I take best one. So naturally, I take, without thinking, I take worst one. And there are many things to think about in those self Buddha practice.
Roshi, could you tell us again what the 12 Buddha are?
Oh, I have it. Paper here. Maybe. I don't know. I have too many. So I must have left
the paper.
As, for eating, you should eat something which was given to you by Takuhatsu, and you should, when you do Takuhatsu, you should do it by order, and you should not beg too many times, once or twice, not even. And when you receive it, you should know how much you should, how much you want. And you should not take more than you want. Ceremony, we put emphasis on harmony and respect and calmness. And Jaku is more than calmness. Meaning, Jaku. Jaku is Nibbana. Harmony, respect, and calmness, and Nibbana. That is four?
Three.
Okay. Begging by order, and the amount of the food, and how often, that once or twice. It says, in scripture says, once, not twice.
Begging once a day?
Once a day. And amount? one is, you know, always you should support yourself by begging. That is one. When you beg, you should do it in order, not to, without choosing, you know, good family or wealthy family, by order, one by one, you should change. You should not change your order with some greedy, you know, thing. So it means that you should not be greedy. So to support yourself by, only by begging, and by order you should do it. And you should not do it more than once a day. And you should not have it more than you want. You should think how much you want for all night about food. The wearing it should be this robe or that kind, or more. This is seven pieces robe, but you can you will have robe made of more than seven, nine or 30. But you should always live on it. And the material should be the material which you collected from city. Enjoy. And where you live is under the tree. Or if you become attached to the feeling, good feeling under the tree, you should go to the cemetery. You know, this is the spirit, you know. You should be very strict with yourself. You should not develop your, you should not spoil yourself. You should have always realization. So, if under the tree, so if you become attached to it, you should go to the cemetery. Or you should go to some place, open, common, where nothing, where you have nothing to protect you. Everyone see you. If you're lying down, everyone see you lying down. Or he dead, lazy mask. People may say, so you have to be always sitting. And you should not, you know, lie down even though you sleep. This is not asceticism, you know, this is how to keep up your good spirit. And you should always live. The first one was, you know, you should always live in arenya, forest or wood, like many religious people gave up, retired from family life. Something like that. I don't know how many you have. Nine or ten?
Nine, I think.
Hmm?
Nine, yeah.
Very interesting.
If that's not asceticism, then how do we understand just our practices to live everyday life? Zen practices to live in the world.
Leaving the work. Even though you're leaving work, you may leave, you know, according to Bodhisattva's way. To help people, you should live in the world, in the city, and you should help them. But the way you help them is the same way, with the same spirit. You can practice this kind of practice in the city too, not literally, but modifying your practice. With the same spirit, you can do it.
Seems like you have to modify those 12 entirely.
Yeah. And then no need to, attach to the God thing, literally. You will find some way to. If you have this kind of feeling, you will know this is, you know, whether you are spoiling yourself or encouraging your spirit. You see. So at that time, you can change your attitude a little bit. Just a little bit works very strongly. To buy rotten vegetables, just a little bit, this much. When they are interested in, when they are, they want, even they drive 1 mile, or 10 blocks, after 10 blocks walk. They may go to the best store and best vegetable. When they are doing so, if someone choose worst vegetable, at the grocery store. This is just not much practice, you know, just. Little bit change, little bit different from usual way, but it works, and it helps you yourself, and it will give people some teaching. You can do that.
Yesterday on the town trip, in one of the large grocery stores that we shop at, there were, kind of in the back where we buy our vegetables, there were three very big cardboard boxes full of food like you've been describing that they were going to throw away. Lettuce and old oranges and apples and so forth. What would you think if we were actually to take that and to ask the manager to use that food, say on the next town trip, bring it back to Tassahara. Would you think that would be practicing
but,
the spirit of these?
But for the head of the kitchen to buy, you know, what one will not be so good. But if we have that kind of spirit, you know, I think a grocery store and farmers will help you a lot.
then they give you, even though you don't expect them to give you. But if your real spirit is there, well, what was your point of question?
The question was, do you feel that we should bring back to Tassajara those three large boxes of food which the grocery store didn't feel it wanted to have on its shelves, but which was still, you know, quite edible?
Yeah, I think so.
We should bring it back to Tassajara.
And we should make the best use of it. If it is possible to eat, we will eat. If it is not, we can't eat.
We should pay them for it, though, shouldn't we? The regular price?
No, I don't think so. Do you want to pay for it?
No, they would give it to us.
We will not pay for that. At the head of... you are working for Tassajara, so at that time, it is not just your practice. And then, this kind of story, the monkey, what Dorian did and what Dorian said, was described by his disciple, and we have still that record called the monkey. There are many stories, something like that. Some of them is very difficult to understand. Why he said so? It's very difficult. Some more questions?
Getting back to the question of asceticism, with the cold coming on, I was thinking about putting a heater in my cabin, a small heater. And a question that came to my mind was, I knew the people that were here for the last winter, a lot of them didn't have heaters in their rooms. And they're here now. but I wondered if you think it'll be, you know, I guess it's hard to make a general, but do you think it would hurt your practice too much to you know, have a warm room to go to?
Yeah. I think in this way, you know, we are tendency, you know, some tendency. We will be more and more luxurious, and we will be more and more spoiled. And we are finding some excuse for it. Always, you know, we are, our mind is working in that direction. So, it is necessary to know that, what is our tendency. So, not to be, we should remember some words like liable to or up to. We should remember the two words. We are up to those items. So, not to fall into the same fall is very important. In Japan, we have, and there is some, what do you call it, that spider-like I'm a small one, or big, a big, or not big, or him is big.
Ant-lion.
I'm Kira.
Lion.
Good name. Ant lion. You know, all the ants may fall into the same hole, you know. And we human beings, you know, fall into the same hole. We have some, we are on the edge of the hole of ant lion. So if you fall in the same hole, I can't. It may be very silly. So, so this kind of, when we, you know, if you want to protect, try to protect human being, you know, we should be a guard of the hole. You may fall, you may be eaten by ant lion. And at the same time you should be very careful. For yourself too. But still, we should not be afraid of our nature. We should develop our nature as much as we can. But we should, if you want to develop your maybe desire, then you should know the tendency you have. So, this kind of practice is absolutely necessary. If you, when you want to help yourself and help others, this point should be this word. You know, up to or liable to, should be remembered always. Or else you cannot do anything. And you should be always, you know, you should be always rigid and afraid of something may happen to you, or scared of something which someone will do to you, while you have no this kind of practice, you don't know how to protect yourself and protect others, and how to help others. If you know you are if you know the word up to completely, then you are quite safe and you have always confidence in yourself and helping others. So without this kind of practice, Mahakasapa could not manage Buddha's disciples. This is a very important point. And with this spirit, I think we should practice that. Just to practice that way to, you know, to acquire something.
is not far away. Okay? Do you understand? Hey.
Where do we find the determination and the perseverance to continue to live a life or to carry on in a way that to keep ourselves from wanting to spoil ourselves? Where does this determination come
from? Determination comes from Zazen. Even though you are painful, you know, we are up to, you know, give up Zazen when you are painful. Always you should train yourself in that way with our practice until you have full confidence in yourself not to fall into anti-lions hope. And with determination you see edge of the hope. Without complaining. This is dangerous. That is not Zazen. Okay? In that way, you should always make yourself strong, strong enough to go to the city, and strong enough to help people, strong enough to have some candy when you want it, sometimes. Not to worry. But you should know, if I eat candy, I may want one more. No. Okay? That kind of point is a very important point. In your Zazen and in your everyday life. Don't try to find out where, but try to strengthen yourself, make it stronger, so that you can do it quite easily.